Quick question. When's the last time you felt completely confident and completely terrified at the same time? If your answer is every single day since becoming a parent, congratulations, you're in the right place. Today, we are talking new mom confidence, career uncertainty, and why the messiest seasons might actually be your most powerful. Hello, peeps. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I'm Erin, and this is the podcast where we talk about work, leadership, and culture in ways that actually help. And if you love the show, leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. It takes 30 seconds, and honestly, a whole team of humans does a happy dance. So this month, we are diving into the theme of failure, and today we are sitting at the intersection of failure and uncertainty. Because those two words are basically roommates, you cannot navigate uncertainty without bumping into failure along the way. And studies show that up to 60% of working mothers report a significant decline in professional confidence after having their first child. That is not a personal failure. That is a signal that we are not supporting people well enough through the transition. But here's the epiphany. Uncertainty is not the enemy of confidence. It is the birthplace of it. And every time you show up imperfectly and keep going, you are building the muscle. Confidence is not the absence of doubt. It is the willingness to move forward without doubt riding shotgun. Now, if this is hitting home, we have a quiz for you in the show notes called How Do You Lead Through Failure and Uncertainty? It's going to help you discover how you naturally respond to failure and gives you practical techniques you can implement right away. So take it. It takes 2 minutes and it will change how you think about this stuff. The link is in the show notes. And now let's get into it because today's guest is living proof. Today, I am so pumped to bring you a conversation with someone who is like family. Rosa Moan has been with Improve It since 2016 and has facilitated over 100 workshops for corporations across the country. She's a Chicago-based actor, writer, and teacher who's performed at I.O., Second City, and The Annoyance. She co-created and starred in the web series Collaborate and Listen, and her screen credits include Chicago Med, Utopia, and The Exorcist. She's appeared in more than a dozen commercials, including a national campaign for Aldi, one of my favorite stores. But here's what I love most about Rosie. She's real. She's hilarious. She's a mom to a 2-year-old, and she's in the thick of figuring this whole working mom thing out, just like so many of you. Rosie, welcome to Workday Playdate.
Thank you for having me. What an intro.
You like it? I was like,
love.
Normally, I don't do that with guests, and I feel like you kind of need it because it's all true. I'm so proud of you.
You know, we were talking about receiving. I have to also take in. I've done some stuff. I feel good about that. Hearing it all together, you're like, you know what? I've done some stuff, and I'm proud.
Stuff. Put it on paper, girl. Look at it because you're doing it. Okay, my peeps. I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. So let's start with an intention.
Yeah.
We always, you know how we start every workshop with a one-word intention. What is your one-word intention for our conversation today?
You know, I don't know if it's where I'm at in my womanly phases, but I'm going to go with vulnerability. I'm feeling a little vulnerable today.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hold hands, boo. I got you. Okay, I got you. Hands.
Thank you.
I know. I feel that. We all feel that, especially monthly. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But I think it's important. It's important to make it a real thing because it's so real. I want to also just give us a fun little setting for this play date. Where are we having this play date? If we could be anywhere in the world, where are we having our play date today?
if I get a choice for a location anytime, anywhere, it's going to be at the water. It's going to be at the beach. I'm in Chicago. It could be on the Chicago, Michigan, Lake Michigan beach. Love it. It could be in Hawaii. It could be any beach. I'm sitting with a cocktail and feeling the breeze, chatting with my girl, Erin.
That feels, what's up? Beach is my favorite place, too.
Me too. My happy place.
It calms me. You know, some people don't feel calm at the beach. Interesting.
That truly makes no sense to me.
I know.
I do not relate, and I have no idea how that is possible.
I feel you.
It's the most calm I could ever be. The happiest I could ever be.
That's why I had to move to Charleston, because I had to be still close to water.
And I respect that move.
Thank you.
You got to be near Mother Ocean.
Mother Ocean, Mother Earth, and my real mom, you know?
And your real, that's right.
I got my real mom, I got Gaia, I got Mother Ocean. Okay, well, speaking of being a mom, became a mom 2 years ago.
I did. It'll be 2 years on June 5th. We are so close to that 2 year mark.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been with Improve It for almost a decade, which is
wild.
And I have seen you through all phases, but how has motherhood changed the way you show up anywhere? At work, in workshops, in your acting career? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think, like, I went into motherhood a very holistic way. I live my life fairly holistically, meaning, like, for me, I did an unmedicated birth. I knew from the jump I was not going to be in a hospital. I had a doula. So I had to show up very intentionally through my pregnancy. I was consistently doing particular exercises. I was also exercising my body. I think I was in the best shape of my life during pregnancy. Like, and that made a difference. My birth and delivery was beautiful. It took 5 hours. It was fast. That's also just genetic. And my mom was the same way. I know.
Do you know I literally pushed for 4? Okay. I literally pushed her 4. Yeah. Okay. And I also had like so many drugs in my body. I was basically like high as a kite. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. And mad respect.
Yes. Yeah. No,
ain't no joke. Thank you. So I think, like, from the beginning, I was very intentional even about wanting to have a child, you know? I didn't know if that's what I wanted. So making that choice and being very intentional going into motherhood, I absolutely have seen that in my work. And it makes every decision feel more important. I go into things with more intentionality, because I'm not going to do it unless it's worth my time, because time is limited.
Yeah.
And I also have found, I definitely am someone who has struggled with anxiety, which is so interesting as a performer. Because it's like, I've done this since I was literally 7 years old. I've known I wanted to be an actor since I was 7, and I've consistently been performing. And somewhere in my 20s, anxiety really creeped up and would be really difficult before a performance or a big event. And since becoming a mother, I'm like, oh, it doesn't. the real important stuff and the high stakes is at home. Is my kid happy and healthy? I got this. Now I get to have fun.
Aww.
And I get a break.
And I get a break. It's a break and I get to laugh. It's like brings you back to you, which I think is so cool. But I can see that confidence too. Like, I can see why sometimes it's like there's something bigger outside of ourselves.
Yes, because if you get too wrapped up in your own problems and your own anxieties and your own questioning of yourself, that is the noise. So when you have that real truth at home, that grounding force, like it just lets it be what it's supposed to be, which is enriching, which is fun, which is collaboration. I mean, the work I do is collaboration, which is what a blessing. Yeah.
And okay, well, let's talk about that with motherhood, because we all know yes and is one of the biggest rules of improv comedy.
Yes. Right.
Let me ask you this. What's been your biggest yes and moment of motherhood so far?
I love this question. as I approach 2 years, I really get a sense of like the kind of mommy I am. And I am a real let my girl figure it out kind of mama. And that is not always what my husband would prefer. He's much more cautious. We make a great team. One is a little more loose and free. One is, well, let's put up the guardrails. And I feel like my yes and is just really taking her in and letting her show me where she's at and taking it from there. And I think that's a strength that has developed throughout like my teaching career, my mentorship career, is like trying to meet people where they're at. And you can't help but do that with a little baby, with a toddler.
No, you cannot.
At a different place every month, quite frankly.
Yep.
So just yes-anding literally every moment she's in, everything she is curious about, because my girl is curious.
I love that.
She is a triple Gemini, and apparently that means she wants to know and see and do everything.
You know, that is a sign of intelligence.
It is.
Yes. So that's amazing.
Like just a Gemini or the triple?
Just the inquisitiveness in nature.
Yes.
This is a sign of...
Oh, I see, I see.
The curiosity, the wanting to know more, like that, that's great. But I also know it's exhausting. I have a little curious one myself.
It is exhausting.
They ask a lot of questions.
Fun. A lot of questions. We're not quite at the questions. Thank goodness. We are at the mimicry, which is also so great because what a mirror. What a mirror to how I speak and move. I see her checking out a little butt in the mirror. I'm like, okay, mama. She's getting an example of someone who loves themselves. I love
that's
that.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. For me, watching you parent is so cool because I love that you're all about letting her do her thing and letting her be curious, because a lot of people would know that. In life, a lot of parents don't want that because they want them to be a certain way. And I think what's really beautiful about you as a coach and as a facilitator and human is like you're ingrained with this yes and mindset. It's literally a philosophy. So you're literally carrying that out.
Yes, absolutely.
So cool.
And it helps me, like the yes and also reminds me to be playful. Like yesterday it was raining and we have a back deck that is my oasis that I'm so grateful for. We're on the third floor. So getting outside means trekking all the way down the three flights of stairs. But now with our back deck, we just get to pop outside. And it was raining and my daughter really wanted to go outside. And I was like, no, it's too wet. It's too wet. And then I just was like, go for it. And she, the wonder on her face, the dancing in the rain, I sang, "Do you like pina coladas?"
And yes. Do you like pina
coladas? And she got caught in the rain. Yep. Just reminded me how happy she was. And then we took a bath after. And then I didn't have to do the bath that night. I mean, it all worked out beautifully.
And that is the power of, like, they bring you back. Because if it was just me or just you, would you have gone out in the rain? I wouldn't, right? I wouldn't have stayed in the rain. Mm-mm.
And I didn't. But, I just watched her.
But you're like, let her be a child, which I think is so cool. Hey, peeps. I hope you're enjoying the conversation here today. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passionstruck Network. Now back to the show. I want to pivot because I found out something new about you, which I didn't know in researching this show and bringing you on. You have stumbled after many a year in improv comedy into stand-up comedy. Okay?
That's right.
What made you think, like, this is what I need right now at this time? Because you got the 2-year-old.
Yeah.
You're a coach, you're a facilitator.
Yeah.
Talk to us, like, what was that?
You're helping me realize, I think motherhood was a big part of it, because I've always been terrified of stand-up. Like, improv means your team. You got each other's back. You're building off ideas. You don't have to come in and just be funny. You get to just build and go, that was funny. I'm gonna make that even more important. And so stand-up always felt like, oh, man, I have to see the everything. I'm the conductor, I'm the orchestra, I'm everything. So the fear is what held me back. And I think the story is a little more convoluted. I essentially had a client who wanted to collaborate with me on a 45-minute improv, or excuse me, 45-minute stand-up set, right? And I was like, well, I don't really do stand-up. And he was like, just take this course. And I did a writing course and I loved it. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is what I do. I'm a storyteller. I love to actually just use my life as my art. Like, that is where I can, there's so much to draw from. So stand-up was like a new, I feel like a virgin. I feel so fresh.
Yes.
I'm doing stand-up and I feel like I don't know anything.
Yes. It's good to be a beginner again. So, okay, I want to talk about that. I did stand-up one time at Zany's in Chicago before. Okay. Improv. Oh, no. It was horrible, Rosie. Like, legit. I was the only female in the class. And then I did high five.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I talked about periods, and you could hear a pin drop in my tight five with my all-male class. It was horrible. This might be not for me. But I give so much respect to it because you're all alone. You're on that stage. And improv, everybody's got your back, and if you're failing, that's somebody's going to tag you out. So what have you learned so far about failure with doing stand-up?
Well, I love that anecdote about, like, an all-male class, and you're talking about your period. And it's like, mm-hmm. Well, it's not actually about the audience. Like, it is about you. You have to own your message. You have to own your brand of comedy, what you find funny. Certainly, I appreciate that I'm far enough in my career that I can tailor my set to my audience. I can get to know them a little bit more. And that was really the only misstep over there is that dumb audience.
That dumb audience.
Just the boys.
Yeah. But that that knowledge now. You know, you're not just coming right out in your 20s and starting it. You're taking everything you've learned.
I'm making the choice. I'm not being pushed into it. I'm not going, okay, I feel like I have to for my career. I'm doing it simply because it tickles me, simply because I'm finding my voice and I get to collaborate with the audience in a new way, you know, collaborate with myself. I don't do that enough.
I love that. I also love the word tickles. The word tickles.
Oh, it tickles
so
me.
So happy to tickly.
I love to tickle.
Tickly, tickly, tap. Okay. So if any of, you know, we call our community the peeps. If a peep is listening today.
Uh-huh.
Who is in an uncertain season, if they're maybe in a career shift or if they're a new parent, they're having an identity crisis, whatever, name your adventure, what would you tell them about confidence on the other side?
I think confidence is so fleeting. It can be it's not tangible. You can't hold on to it. And it sort of sneaks up on you. And you don't really appreciate it until it's gone, right? When you have it, you're just able to move a little bit more freely. And that confidence, like anything else, it comes. It comes with experience. It comes with trusting yourself. So the more care you can take for nourishing your own humor, nourishing your own, how it tickles you, you know, like really investing in yourself and what drives you, I think that confidence comes naturally. And so as parents, we are like having to fully own and be present for this other thing. And you get more confident as a parent, which I think is powerful. And I would say to those people, let that confidence spill over. Yes. Like, use that. I'm rocking this, you know. Oh, today I'm not. Today she's gotten me. But the days when you're rocking it, you're just going to keep that momentum, like keep holding on to, I got this. I'm a good parent. If I can handle this wild thing, this tantrum thrower, I can do anything. I can do stand up. I can go on stage.
Absolutely right. When you can handle a tantrum and a blowout in the same day, you have won. You have won.
You have.
There, you can do anything. You can really do anything.
I do more in one day as a parent than I ever did.
Oh my God. Right? Right? Woo. Okay, but let's talk about that. What's a piece of advice that you would give pre-mom Rosie about navigating work and motherhood? What would you tell pre-mom Rosie?
I would tell pre-mom Rosie that it's all true. I think one of my strengths as a person is listening when my peers tell me something, when my elders tell me something. And the amount of times I've heard incredible mothers say, it's a season, it's a moment, it will pass. Mm-hmm. And I will say, yep, that's true. And I've heard mom say it goes so fast, really cherish those times where you get to hold her, even if it's in the middle of the night and you just want to go back to sleep, cherish it because it will pass. It is true. So I would say, good job.
Yeah.
Good job, mama. But also, it's worth it. You know, the times of silence in your career, the times of lull, it's worth it. You are getting to be more present if you're not as busy in work. And when you are busy in work, now you get those times where you feel really full from being a mother, and then you get to walk away, and then you get to miss them. So ride the wave. That's what I would say to her. Love a real that. Tangent to get there.
A real nice little cute tangent. But here's the thing. I think what's so beautiful is also when you are deep in work, the mom guilt can be real. I think what's beautiful is you have a daughter and she is watching her mother go after her passion. And that instills something in a young woman or young man or young bae, whoever it is, that makes them see, okay, they're passionate about something. You're not just doing something you don't love. You're doing something you love and you're holding strong to it. So I think that is so fun.
And I was talking to my mom because it was Mother's Day. And my sister was saying to her, like, I've noticed that you always went for what you wanted. You were not the docile, stay behind, whatever other people say kind of gal. And the way that you instilled that in your family and how powerful that is for your daughters. And now seeing my, you know, she was talking about me being a mom, seeing Rosie do that with Mira, like, and it really hit me in the feels. I get it from my mama and my baby's going to get it from me. And how special is that?
You got it from your mama, and we appreciate your mom's name.
Diane.
Shout out to Diane. Shout out to Diane. We love you, Diane.
Love
I'm talking
Diane.
To my microphone like she's right here. We love you, Diane.
Oh, I love you,
mommy. I'm so proud of you, Rosie. Okay, this is my final question. Can you believe it? This went
already?
So fast. Yeah. I know. How are you going to make your work day more playful today? What are you going to do?
Oh, more playful. Well, being on this podcast really did it for I'm already feeling it tickled me.
Did I tickle?
Tickle over here.
Yay.
You helped me. You helped me set that intention for vulnerability here. And I want that to spread into the rest of my day, because vulnerability can mean playfulness. If I got my walls up, I can't be tickled by something.
You know.
So I'm gonna I'm gonna let myself continue to be tickled.
Tickled! Oh my God, get tickled. Get tickled.
Get tickled.
I really love that for you. And I honestly love the word tickled. And now I'm never not gonna think of you when I think of the word tickled. But I'm so proud of you. So tickled by you. I love your vulnerability. I know the peeps love your vulnerability. Thank you. If they want to find Rosie Moan, where they can find Rosie.
My Instagram is rosiemoan.com. I'm gonna start being brave and post some of my stand-up clips.
Is.
Haven't done it yet.
Yes, she is.
It's all scary.
Or
you can go to my website, rosiemoan.com, if you want to see the professional side.
There it is. I will just brag on Rosie for a minute. You helped me in 2020 kind of overcome my little fear of going on camera on Instagram, because you were posting. You, me, and Namdi. I remember we kind of went at the same time.
Yeah.
I was really failing, flopping. But it takes vulnerability, man. I will never shun anybody who decides to be vulnerable and do something like that and put themselves out there. I will always support, because it takes freaking guts. So
that's right. And
tickled.
Nobody cares. You'll see it for a second and go, oh, and then move on. The only person that cares is you.
Exactly.
You have nothing to lose, only to gain. People will only like it, or they won't care about it.
Exactly. And if you're getting tickled while creating it, even better. Get tickled.
Even better.
Get tickled. Okay. I love you, Rosie. I'm so happy. so happy you were here.
Thank you for having me. You're the best.
You're
love
the
this
best.
Play date.
Mwah. Mwah. I had the best time with you at the beach, by the way.
Oh man, that was a good pina colada.
It was a good pina. I'm feeling the pina. I'm tickled. I'm tickled pina.
Tickled pina.
Okay. As we wrap, peeps, here's what I want to leave you with. Uncertainty is not a sign that something is wrong. It's a sign that something is growing. And growth is messy. Growth is scary. Growth sometimes looks like you're crying in a parking lot while eating a granola bar before a meeting. No? Just me? Okay. I want to thank Rosie for being on the show, for being so open, so real, and for reminding us that confidence is not about having it all figured out. It's about showing up even when you absolutely don't. And now, my peeps, it's time for the playday practice. This week, I want you to do one thing that scares you and maybe tickles you a little bit, okay? Not a lot, a little. Maybe it's speaking up in a meeting when you normally stay quiet. Maybe it's signing up for that class, that open mic, that thing that you've been thinking about for months. Maybe it's telling somebody, hey, I'm not sure what I'm doing, and I'm doing it anyway. That is literally the whole game, my peeps. Confidence is not waiting until you're ready. It is deciding to start before you are. And don't forget to take the quiz, How Do You Lead Through Failure and Uncertainty? It's in the show notes, and it's the perfect companion for everything we talked about today. Until next time, keep playing, keep learning, and keep failing forward. You guys are the best. Bye.